And this next section is titled Of the First and Second Degree of Sociability. Continuing, I insist upon the fact, which I have just pointed out as one of the most important facts of anthropology. That is, that there's no vital difference as regards our appreciation of our social duties between man and the beasts. Continuing, the sympathetic attraction which causes us to associate is, by reason of its blind, unruly nature, always governed by temporary impulse, without regard to higher rights, and without distinction of merit or priority. And of course, we learned from Alice that power's key objective is to destroy that in us which is spontaneous. We're going to return to this point when we discuss our holistic self-defense next week. Continuing, the bastard dog follows indifferently all who call it. The suckling child regards every man as his father, and every woman as its nurse. Every living creature, when deprived of the society of animals of its species, seeks companionship in its solitude. This fundamental characteristic of the social instinct renders intolerable and even hateful the friendship of frivolous persons, liable to be infatuated with every new face, accommodating to all, whether good or bad, and ready to sacrifice for a passing liaison the oldest and most honorable affections. The fault of such beings is not in the heart, it is in the judgment. Sociability, in this degree, is a sort of magnetism awakened in us by the contemplation of a being similar to ourselves, but which never goes beyond the person who feels it. It may be reciprocated, but not communicated. Love, benevolence, pity, sympathy, call it what you will, there is nothing in it which deserves esteem, nothing which lifts man above the beast. The second degree of sociability is justice, which may be defined as the recognition of the equality between another's personality and our own. The sentiment of justice we share with the animals. We alone can form an exact idea of it, but our idea, as has been said already, doesn't change its nature. We shall soon see how man rises to a third degree of sociability, which the animals are incapable of reaching. But I must first prove by metaphysics that society, justice, and equality are three equivalent terms, three expressions meaning the same thing, whose mutual conversion is always allowable. If, amid the confusion of a shipwreck, having escaped to a boat with some provisions, I see a man struggling with the waves, am I bound to go to his assistance? Yes, I am bound, under penalty of being adjudged guilty of murder and treason against society. But am I also bound to share with him my provisions? To settle this question, we must change the phraseology. If society is binding on the boat, is it also binding on the provisions? Undoubtedly, the duty of an associate is absolute. Man's occupancy succeeds his social nature and is subordinate to it. Possession can become exclusive only when permission to occupy is granted to all alike. That which in this instance obscures our duty is our power of foresight, which, causing us to fear an eventual danger, impels us to usurpation and makes us robbers and murderers. And this strikes me, my interjection, as a key point, one which explains the psychological dynamic underlying what Karl Popper calls historicism, which I believe is an expression of the scarcity or abandonment mindset of class that has plagued us for millennia, and which may allow us to gain a deeper understanding of his related discussion of utopian social engineering, imposing on the present or forcing it to accord with, irrespective of the demands which the present makes, one's concept of the future. But then this is not foresight, but anticipation, assumption, that what has been will be again, the posture of resistancelessness, passivity vis-a-vis possibility, because unconscious of a repetition compulsion, but also because the central dualistic mindset of class, another dimension of the abandonment disease, akin to or another way of looking at the assumption of scarcity. The central dualistic mindset of class, the split between citizen, barbarian, attempts to prevent the acquisition of experience with the rejected other, such that we could gain new information and reform our consciousness, as Proudhon with Alice is confident we can do. And this, upon consideration, sends its support to Nikola Tesla's contention that once we attained full access to each other through instantaneous communication, we would shortly thereafter attain our freedom. And we are going to repeat these arguments because they are rich and worthy of a week's thought in the interim, and pick them up again next week. Thank you so much for being there, and I feel your presence. I feel your vibes. I need the positive vibes. I'm getting flooded with some hella negative ones. I love you guys very much. Stay strong. Stay strong, my one. Until next week, peace. I can't find my intro, outro. It must be here somewhere. I think in the absence, we're just going to have to play a little Prince. I love you, Prince. Prince.